Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Bob Bertug joins us again. Bob, welcome back to the show. How are you today?
Good, thanks, John. How are you?
Good. Last time we visited, we didn't have enough time. I said, let's get Bob back on as quick as we can and answer more of those kinds of questions, will you? You give us a few minutes?
Sure.
President of Bertug Landscaping Company in Wheeling and a certified landscape professional with the National Association of Landscape Professionals. I mowed my lawn over the weekend. Are you going to yell at me about that, too?
No, now's the time to get out in the yard and be the weekend warrior. The temperature forecast looks like we're out of the woods here I'm not saying we can't get another frost, but soils are starting to warm up, grass is starting to green up and turn, and it's time to get out and see what kind of damage was left from the winter.
I was surprised how quickly things were coming up this year, because we did have some early warm days. We hit 70 a couple of times, and now you got lilies and things like that pushing through. Did that happen early this year?
No, they're about on schedule for when they should normally flower. We're on track.
Okay, that's good to hear, I guess. And then last week I was teasing because you said you put your stuff down too soon. Is it the right time now to put any things down on your yard?
Yes, you should be able to put down the fertilizers, and they'll be effective. It was when we spoke last week, somebody had called in and talked about fertilizer down 2 weeks prior to that, which, with all the rain we had, that water just broke down that fertilizer, and the plants weren't really perking up for spring yet where they would uptake the nutrients. So in that case, he's going to have to reapply. And the seed should start germinating when the soil temperatures approach high 40s, low 50s, and we should be there by midweek next week. So
if you are
going to be a weekend warrior, yeah, this weekend, if you're not watching the Masters, get out in your yard and get some yard work done.
I want to kill the weeds. I want to fertilize the grass. So what's the order of events, and do I do those simultaneously?
Well, the first round of fertilizer you'd be putting down would have a preventative crabgrass control. So technically that is a weed control, but it sits in the thatch layer, and as the seeds from the crabgrass start to germinate, because they're in the ground from last year, they would get in contact with the herbicide, and then they hopefully don't continue to grow. But to answer your question in a more general sense, you put down your first round of fertilizer now. Then when the dandelions start to pop, you would use a weed killer. We prefer liquid. Some of the weed and feeds that you can buy at Home Depot and stuff have herbicides built in, but it's a granular, but those are a pain because you really have to water your lawn before you put it down, because it has to be wet. So,
well, a lot of these say crabgrass killer, and my yard is an arboretum of weeds. I have all species. So is a crabgrass killer going to kill those two, or what do I do about those other ones?
No, the other ones are probably broadleaf weeds. And usually when you have a plethora of weeds like you're talking about, it's usually indicating something else is wrong, most likely with the turf. It's probably compaction or it's lack of fertility. But if you're telling me you fertilize and you still have a bunch of weeds, there's something else going on in the soil. Because the best way to control weeds is through a dense stand of turf. And if I don't know if you're a golfer or not, but on a golf course, you rarely see the weeds in the fairways and stuff because it's such dense grass.
That's an interesting point. So if you can just grow a really healthy lawn, that'll solve your problem.
Where you only have to do spot spraying, yes.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's pick up some phone lines. 312-981-7200 for Bob Bertug. Let's start with Jay. You're on WGN. Jay, what can we do for you?
Hey, Bob. Thanks for taking my call and my question. Hey, we live in DeKalb in the country a little bit, and every summer we have biting flies that almost drive us back into the house. Do you have any recommendations, anything we can be doing now to keep those down, or is that something that needs to be addressed later on in the later spring and summer?
More later spring than summer, and probably an exterminator will probably have a better answer than I would on that. I'm sure, knowing how insects work and they go through the life cycle, they lay eggs usually when there's moisture, and then they pupate and then emerge within a week. So it probably has something to do with wet conditions, but again, with flies and things of that nature, you might get a more concrete answer from an exterminator.
Great, thanks.
Okay, yep, good luck to you on that. Sorry about that. Let's go to Diane. You're on WGN. Hi, Diane.
Hi, how are you today? Thanks for taking my call so much.
Yeah.
I'm traveling for 3 weeks. I'm leaving on Friday, and I have a dog that likes to dig. So I have these random holes in my backyard. I was wondering, without getting too involved, what would be the best thing to do with them? Is there something I've got a brick of peat. Could I just put that in the holes? Would that help?
No, you should probably add a little topsoil in there, too, because the peat moss is just going to flatten down. You're still going to have the opportunity to twist an ankle in the hole. So I would put some topsoil, put a little peat moss over the top, and mix in some grass seed, and that should be fine. We call it a divot mix.
Sounds good to me.
Okay, well, good luck to you on that. And then answer this when we come back. Is there any kind of application you recommend for those stains that I think female dogs leave in the yard? Or is there anything I can plant to be impervious to that? Help me with that in a minute. It's 1:15. This is WGN 312-981-7200. Madge, you're on WGN Radio. How can we help you?
Hi. Well, I'm hoping Bob can help. We have a regular yard, city lot, and about a third of the yard, there's a depression that when we have a heavy rain like we've been having, a third of the yard is underwater. And I wondered if we can, like, just get, sometimes we've had to pump it out into the alley, but is there a way to just, like, get bushels of soil and dirt and cover that third of the grass to try to even it? It doesn't look like it's uneven, and you don't know it is until it rains.
Yeah, interesting.
Heavy rain.
So the best way to handle a depression like that is, one, you should find out what's causing it. Is there a broken pipe possibly underneath the ground? But if it's been that way for years, you just want to cut out the turf in that area and then bring in topsoil and feather it into the existing turf and then either put down grass seed or sod.
Should you put down something, a little, I don't know, sand or rock or something to kind of give it a firmer base? Do you know what I'm talking about?
It depends how deep it is. You could put in some heavier clay soil underneath, but, you know, 3 or 4 inches, you're fine with just plain pulverized topsoil.
Madge, good luck to you. I hope that helps. Debbie, you're on WGN. What can we do for you?
Yes, I have had grass growing problems for 4 years. This will be the fifth year. I have put down what it is. It's a fungus or blight. I've had specialists come. I've put down seed sheets. Well, not myself personally. And I've also had sod put down. And last year it was really bad. I have a lawnscaper, and he said, I don't feel like I'm making a difference. He was putting a product down. I even sent a sample to the samples to the University of Illinois. They have a place they'll evaluate it. But this year we're going to try what they put down on the golf courses. So I wanted to know what you thought.
My thought would be, before you keep spending more money on it, is to get a soil analysis done, because it sounds like that's where the problem could start. And if you've tried other products and there's been no change, more than likely there's an issue going on with the soil, either compaction, deficiencies in nutrients, or too many nutrients. Something's locking up that soil, so it's not uptaking any of the products that you're putting down. So I would start with a soil test.
Have you done that?
No, I had the grass. Well, some of the soil was with the grass when I sent it to the University of Illinois.
Yeah,
they're going to need more. They're going to need more soil. They need a gallon baggie full of soil.
Wow,
they can run a thorough test on.
And then who does that? University of Illinois in Champaign-Urbana. Where do I go around here to get that done?
You can just Google any extension services. We use a professional lab that's in Wisconsin. I just give it to my seed guy, and he sends it in.
Huh.
So I can't even answer that question to tell you exactly which lab they send it to.
Good luck to you, Debbie. I appreciate the call. This is Frank. You're on WGN. Frank, what can we do for you?
Thanks for taking my call. Thank you for helping all the listeners. The question is, for the past couple seasons, I've been using sun and shade seed mix without any great success. Am I kind of like parallel to the previous caller where I have to get a soil analyst or analysis?
That's probably not a bad idea, because grass should at least germinate unless you're in 100% shade. And even then, if there's enough moisture and if you've prepped the area correctly, it should germinate. It may not last very long because you might have a soil issue, but it should germinate and thrive. But I would, again, going back to the soil, there could be something going on there. If it's along the edge of a driveway, it could be salt. There's just a number of things that you can learn from a soil test.
Good luck to you on that, Frank. A lot of us have sun and shade in our yards. It's not always shady or always sunny. It depends on the time of day. So is that what you use, sun and shade? That would be that blended seed?
Yeah, there's a ton of different blends out there. Trying to go with a pure, like Kentucky bluegrass or something, that's one of the hardest grasses to grow. So you want it's one of the hardiest, however. So you want to get a seed mix that has the bluegrasses in there, the fescues, and the ryes, and you'll have a really nice stand of turf with great color, and it's durable.
Irene, you're on WGN. What can we do for you, Irene?
Hi. Oh, thanks for taking my call, and I have a good joke for you. But my question about the lawn is, I have bags of fertilizer in my garage that are 2 to 3 years old. Are they still good to use?
No, they break down over time.
Oh, come on, really?
Yeah, they do.
The granular.
It's just chemicals. They didn't do anything. They're still chemicals, aren't they, Bob?
No, they still break down.
Yeah.
And then you you don't just throw it in the garbage either. You got to take it to an acceptable landfill.
Got it. But I mean, so what's the lifespan for those things? Does it have a freshness date on the bag? I've never noticed.
That's a great question. I don't know if it's on the bag, but I do know that when I buy my fertilizer, he says, if you don't use it, I'll let me know and I'll take it back.
Really? But I mean, so a year, if I bought it last year and didn't use it, don't count on it being any good this year.
I would say 2 years, you're still safe, but it's going to lose its effectiveness after that.
What about the spots for the dogs? Is there anything you recommend I grow or do to keep the grass from turning where the dog goes?
We have a lot of clients that ask that same question, and actually, there are products available for that is part of the dog food. I have dogs. I've loved dogs my whole life. I'm not going to put something in my dog that's just prevent the spots in the grass. So, what we recommend is what I said before: is we create a divot mix for clients, and it's just a mixture of peat moss and some topsoil, and you mix the seed in there, and then you just take a scoop, like an ice cream scoop, and you just peppered around in the dog spots. But the whole key to it is to put it in a bucket that's sealable and it stays dark and it stays dry, because it'll germinate inside. If it gets any moisture in there, those seeds will start to germinate in the bucket.
What about after the dog goes there, if I hit it with the hose and kind of dilute it? And
that'll help. But yeah, then you're chasing it around, but that will help to flush it through.
Yeah. Okay. And we're out of time again. It's 1:27 on WGN. Will you come on with us again maybe next week as well, Bob?
Absolutely.
This has been very helpful. Once again, Bob Bertog is the president of Bertog Landscape Company in Wheeling, certified landscape pro with the National Association of Landscape Professionals. That's Bertog Landscape Company. Okay, Bob, well done. We'll visit again next week.
Okay, thanks. Have a great day.